It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Now, after that tongue-lashing, I think it was a tongue-lashing, we had a little trouble with the audio, but it was a little bit disruptive, and I may have strayed from the point a little bit, but I do hope to you to see the real danger you're in. I mean, blood running in the streets soon. American against American. And the terrorists stirring up all kinds of fires here and explosions there. And just complete chaos. And the enemy can get through it. The enemy can't beat our machines, but they can beat us. Because basically we're a bunch of jellyfish. That's all. Just, we don't know how to deal with life. We don't know how to deal with each other. We don't know how to marry the right person or deal with the wrong person after we marry it without becoming more wrong than they are. We don't know how to elect our politicians. You elected Jimmy Carter, didn't you? And that's the reason, and Clinton, didn't you? Well, that's the reason why you have problems today. One of the reasons you have all these problems is because we keep yielding and yielding and appeasing and appeasing when we should cut the head off the snake right away. We have to take preemptive action. I'm taking preemptive action. I've been trying to do that for years, you know. But, you know, the trouble is you've all got your little, tucked into your little comforts. Your religious comforts, your drug comforts, your television comforts, your music comforts. You're tucked in nicely to those so you don't have to see the truth. You are playing possum. You don't know how to deal with the stresses of your own life. And so when the enemy is on, you know, when you're in immediate danger, clear and present danger, it isn't clear and present danger to you. You try to reason with the enemy. You try to reason with a bully. You can't. You can't reason with a bully. You have to stand your ground. In a free country, it's free speech. But you have to learn to speak with conviction and not be moved, swayed by the banaka blast you get coming back. You see? You expect when you speak up you're going to disturb a person who's wrong. And the first defense of a person who's wrong is to try to make you wrong. And try to confuse you. Your job is never to be confused. Trouble is, you're too easily confused, and you try to avoid the pain of being confused by going along. Right? But that only encourages them to confuse you, because that earns you more pain, because you're teaching them that being a bully works. Now we have a political party of bullies. It's like mother and father, masculine and feminine, the war of the sexes. You got the speaker of the mouth, haven't you? And you got a weak president, a nice man, but he's too polite. And our soldiers are at risk. Why are they fighting over whatever it is, whether they should give them money or not, or whether you close the borders, or we'll make a deal. If you close the border, if you keep the borders open, we'll give you the money for the troops. This is what's going on behind the scenes. This is terrible if it's true. You should ask, is this true? That's what goes behind closed doors. You're not going to hear that. That is what's really happening. It's all control for power. There's mother and father fighting don't care about the kids. It's all about who's going to control who. There's no love. There's no patriotism anymore. It's all get what you want. Get ahead any way you want. Never mind the principles, you know, the end to justify the means. You ask the average young person today about principle. Who cares? You can't eat principles, they'll tell you. I do what I have to do to get what I want. No. Situational ethics, I suppose you call it. But let me tell you the thing. The only thing that's going to cure this country is for you to come back to your roots. But you don't know how to get to your roots. It's like losing your health. How do you get back your health? You don't even know how you lost it. It's lost in the mind first. Then it's a trickle-down madness. it's lost in the mind. You have to come back to what you lost. You have to come back to... We're going to talk about it after the break. But I don't see many people fighting me, arguing me, even calling about... Explain what you mean by stress and how we can be controlled through stress and emotionally charged atmosphere. Explain the principles. Nobody wants to know. But I don't know why I even do a radio program sometimes. I know there are people who appreciate it, but let's have some intelligent discussion, shall we? All right, after a station break, we'll be right back.
It's time for Advice Line.
I'm starting to wonder if I was going crazy, if I had to start getting back on all kinds of medications. You told me to use the be still and know technique. This gave me the ability to step back from those thoughts. They disappear so easily now. I have to say, there's been a significant difference in the way I feel, the way I think now even.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Oh, hello everyone. Welcome once again to the program. The lines are open if you want to call in. I've said enough for this evening, and I did speak about education, but there's a lady on the line from Texas, Michelle. She wants to talk about education. I thought you should know by now what I think of public education.
I heard what you said.
Good.
But I do have a question, Roy. My husband and I have been listening to you for the past year, and we also have our kids listening to you.
Yes.
So my daughter... Really quick, my daughter had an incident that occurred at school, and I didn't know how to come about when she asked the question, but the subject of the day in her class was, can you let me know what you think love is? Well, all the kids in the class were saying, oh, love is giving flowers to the one you love. And
Isn't that shallow?
Yeah, very shallow. So my daughter's just listening. You know, because she already knows what the facts are by listening to what you have been saying.
What real love is. Yeah.
The example that my husband and I have been showing them.
Yes.
So everybody was just giving them, you know, taking them to the movies, taking them to dinner.
Yeah, I get all that. I get all that. What happened, though?
My daughter, they came and asked my daughter, what do you think love is? And my daughter says, when you correct each other and not fight about it. Because if the male or female is going against what is wrong, then that person has a problem. But if you're correcting them, then, you know,
in other words, if you stand up and say, look, excuse me, is my eye hurting your elbow? You have enough courage just to tell your friend what they're doing wrong and maybe lose a friend. But that's the kind of thing she was saying, right?
Right.
Yeah, so
the teacher she was listening to my daughter, and she goes, no, you're wrong. That's not what love is. Love is you have to buy and give and all this to the ladies.
Well, yeah, but this is not a serious problem. Because, you see, these are worldly people. And many of my listeners right now will think the same thing. You know, you have to look for approval. You want sex. You have to buy your wife flowers and a nice car.
Right.
And you get what you want. If you give somebody what they want, they give you what they want. It's like an exchange game of exchange. See, but it doesn't really work. And I do a program on that all the time. But the point is, this issue that your daughter brings home, you need to tell her, look, don't expect these kids to understand this. Don't expect the teacher to understand this. This is the thinking of the world. They can't possibly grasp what your daughter meant. For instance, when my daughter stood up in class, and the teacher says, "Diane Masters, I'm losing my patience with you." You know, because after all, my daughter was not like the other kids.
Right.
She was her own person, and that teacher couldn't stand the fact that she was her own person, and she couldn't break her.
Right.
Like she broke the other kids. Some of them rebelled, and so they go smoke pot, and they're not a problem. And then the other conformists, she rewards the conformist. I get that.
Yeah.
And so, but my daughter will be neither. I frighten my sergeant. I have to tell you the story. When I was in the army, I was a good soldier, not really a good soldier as far as my sergeant is concerned, but I would not react when I said, sir, yes, sir, you know, but we don't do it that way in England, but you understand it better.
Right, right.
In other words, attention, I would do just, I would be all of that, but I wouldn't have the emotional, I wouldn't have, do it emotionally, I wouldn't be frightened into it, shocked into it. I would have a little tiny gap in my mind where I would do it because I agreed with it, but I didn't agree with it because I'm afraid not to agree with it.
Exactly.
The drill sergeant understood that and made me an example out of me.
Wow.
And there's a lot of stories connected to that.
Oh,
I'll tell
I'm
you
sure.
the story. A lot of stories that, but I would not be bullied, and I was only 150 pounds. And you know what the platoon can do to you if the sergeant picks on you and makes an example of you and blames you for everything. You know how that is.
Right.
But I would not lose my individuality because I would be the one on the battlefield that would survive more than the others because the others weren't trained properly. They were programmed and therefore they tend to lose their individuality.
Right.
And so I wasn't going to lose my individuality, and I taught my daughter not to lose her individuality. If she had a fail in school, then so be it, because if she can learn to develop courage and strength to stand up to a teacher, to stand up to authority in a good way,
mm-hmm.
then she will have her life. She
right.
will become self-educated. See?
Right.
And so when my daughter says, teacher, if you say you're losing your patience, how did she say it? The teacher said,
it's kind of like they're intimidated, right?
That's right. They got intimidated. My daughter intimidated her, but more so when the teacher picked on her and said, Diane, I'm losing my patience with you. She stands up and says, teacher, if you had any patience in the first place, you wouldn't lose it. In the second place,
right?
Patience is forever.
Exactly.
Well, the teacher
so
didn't know
the
what
authority.
To do. But the point is, you become that. You can't teach anybody that. You have to be the example. You have to beat them at their own. You have to beat them at their own game, in a manner of speaking, by coming from a different place from them.
Right.
Otherwise, because the only choice that the bully gives you is to rebel and conform, and either way, you're not human.
Yeah, you're wrong either way.
You're wrong either way. You cannot ever have a life.
Exactly.
You'll have a broken life either way. But if you could learn not to respond with anger, not to respond to the bully is frightened. You come up with stuff like she did. And it's not just the only, that's just an example I can remember. There's thousands of them.
Right.
There's I think a man won the election in France. I forget his name, but he actually is a conservative, and the opposition was a lady who was ranting and raving, like Nancy Pelosi. You know how rude she is,
right?
And with a nice, and then suddenly she puts a nice face on, and you don't know how to deal with that. It was just about the time you're going to speak up to it. It changes faces, then you feel guilty about speaking up to a nice person.
Right.
It hides behind the mask of, you know, a nice person.
Exactly.
But what he said to the opposition, madam, if you're going to run on like this for a political party, how are you going to handle a difficult situation if you're going to be this emotional? How are you going to think clearly? He won the election. He answered the question. He answered it. He kept his cool and showed that opposition for what it was. Just like my daughter showed up the teacher for what she was.
Mm-hmm.
The sergeant I couldn't speak up to, but he felt it because when listen, I don't have many calls right this evening, so I can tell you the story. I've told the story before. When we got demobilized after the war, I was a young fellow, went to a dance, and there he was. And he screamed up. He looked at me. He says, it's you! He never forgot that I defeated him in everything. He couldn't turn me into a robot. And therefore, he got so frustrated, you have no idea the kind of mental life, emotional life I had given him. The idea here
threw the cancer back at him.
That's right. The thing is, what we need to do as Americans is we need to learn not to be intimidated by anything the loudmouths say. Because they act they're able to act through our response. If there is no response, they will have no power to act out. In other words, the enemy, what is a terrorist? A terrorist is a person who uses your loss of faith, your terror, your fearfulness, your submissiveness to act through you so that their will on earth, the hell on earth, is acted out rather than the heaven and earth that would have been had you not yielded to that temptation.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
You're teaching your daughter right things.
I just tried to, let her know.
You're doing the right things. I gotta go.
For what it is, and not judge it.
You're doing fine. I'm just using the opportunity to express this idea to my audience. We've got to get it as a nation. It's a small number of people who bully the multitude, and there's a big bullhorn called the media. And the media, when you're on the media, like for instance, I'm on the media right now. I'm on the radio. I'm bigger than life. People are afraid to call me. People are afraid to challenge me. And believe me, I could. It's good for people to call up and disagree with me. I don't get anybody to disagree. Maybe nobody's listening anymore. Who knows? But I would like to teach my countrymen the art of self-defense, like you're teaching your daughter. And that's what I try to do every night. Don't get very far. People are too tucked into their little pleasures, into their little poisons, into their religions, into their politics, into their girlfriends. And there they live. And when the dangers approach, the greatest danger in this country is the truth. People who are on drugs, people are into their religion, think they're saved. They're not. The average Christian thinks he's saved. He's not. And the drug addict feels safe tucked into his dope pusher. And we can be tucked into anything, sex. We're tucked into someone's love. No, we're slaves. We just don't know we are. And there's a whole system in place. When we're tucked into our doctor, he says, there. The doctor loves you as you are. We're not going to change your lifestyle. We're just going to find a new pill each time to take care of every symptom. Pretty soon you have a nation of people who can live only with drugs. We are a feeble, feeble nation of people. And the only thing, if I'm coming back to my original thought, you can say goodbye to this lady because I'm on a roll again. We are fighting a determined enemy. The enemy is within and is a friend of the enemy without. Don't you get it? It's a huge enemy within. It's practically a political party. It's the fringe left of the Democrats. They are a clear and ever-present danger to this country. Because look what they're doing to our troops. Demoralizing our troops, emboldening the enemy. This is treasonous for politicians to do this. Isn't anybody going to say anything about it? It is treasonous to speak about, not to keep the borders open in a time of war, to let our enemies in to destroy us. The first thing you do is close your border. No, you keep it open. And you argue. Then you give the president the option. Look, we'll have fund the troops as long as you keep the border open. That's what's going on. Guarantee you. Now, this is not political. This is life. This is the way nations fall. Divided, we fall. United, we stand. How are we going to be united now? How are we going to change the minds of the fallen, those who have fallen victim to accuse others of what you are, system of things, the Karl Marx game of the pointing the finger and with loud speech and violent talk and angry motions and attitudes demoralize children, demoralize us, seduce us. Let me I'll give you an example how it works. person can upset you and play two roles. First, they upset you and plant something of themselves in you, displacing the real you. When you get upset, you're not you anymore. There's a little bit of you that gets inside. Okay? A little bit of them that gets inside you. Then, when you cringe and you cry, when your child cried, let's a mother doing it to a child or a father doing it to a child or a bully doing it to a potential victim. When the person folds and starts to cringe and starts to feel pain, then you feel their pain. You hug them. You love them. You reward them. That's how it's done. And then you have a bond with your violator. Then a self grows up that's dependent upon cringing and being rewarded for cringing, which means the bully, you act out the will of the bully, and you think you love them, and it is flawless in its execution. That's how you're not born to serve the will of another, but we are all very vulnerable to the seducer, the seductress, the bully, the manipulator, the charlatan. And these are the ones that rise. These are the people who are more likely to rise to power than people who go about their daily life trying to make a living for their family. They spend their whole life perfecting that art and creating legions of clones doing unto others what was done unto them. You do that through the schools, you do that to the universities, you do that through the media. So we have a weak nation. We have some people still strong, some people noble still. You can hear my voice, but we're going to have to hear your voices. I don't hear you yet. I don't hear enough voices. I don't hear people marching in the streets and saying enough is enough. I hear people complaining and getting drunk. I can hear people, the emotional climate, the things that are going wrong in this country are upsetting you. And this frustration is coming out on your family, on your children. And then you have to go to treatment, and there they are again. They're not treating you, they're going to make you worse. They're not going to give any real answers. They don't even know it themselves that they are clones. Don't you see a whole system can be compromised? I know how it's done, but I don't know how to undo it unless I can wake people up. Okay, we're going to go take our calls now. 866-8883. Is it Chico, California? Hello. Is it Mo?
Yeah, it's Mo.
How you doing, Mo?
I've done a lot better. I got three boys, a 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 15-year-old.
Yes.
And I've got an ex-wife that we've been separated about 5 years and divorced too. And I just found out about 3 months ago that for the last 10 years she's been doing her best friend's husband.
Oh well.
And she got
But you are divorced from her though.
We're divorced. Still doing the property settlement, but we've been divorced for almost 2 years.
I understand. Well, you know.
What
can I say? But what can you do about
it? I have a good relationship with my 18-year-old, but the other two boys, my exes, poison them against me.
That's happens.
And I have people say, well, you can't ever say anything to them about it, you know. I sit here and she's walking around with this guy as her boyfriend now. She's broke up two marriages. There's six little boys six boys with holes in their hearts that they're going to get to hear the wind blow.
I hear you, but this is the society that they are brought up in, and this is generational.
You know, and, right, 40 years ago, you know, she'd be dead, her boyfriend would be dead, and I might get 6 months.
I get
it. They know, these people know that there's no repercussions.
That's right.
I mean, she literally is walking around with this guy, and, you know, I mean, I can't think of a thing she could have done worse, like, except kill somebody.
The whole system is to destroy the family. The whole system favors the outrageousness of the female against the protests of men.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she's looking for $4.65 million out of my pocket.
Well, it's nice to know that you have it.
Well, you know what? She sure isn't. You know,
I know. I listen. Marriage is a dangerous thing now, and I've said it before. Marriage has become a very dangerous thing. So you better look smart before you get married.
Oh.
You just can't fall in love. Love is not what you think it is. Otherwise, love becomes a trap.
You know, Roy, last week they came out with some statistics saying that, you know, divorce is down. Mm-hmm. But in the same breath, you know, I mean, 30% of the couples out there aren't living together. They're not even bothering to get married anymore.
But do you understand the design, the grand design, the no-fault divorce, is discouraging
the
mothers to...
The feminization of a society.
That's right. The feminization of society and the marginalizing of men from the family.
Well, taking a man out of any kind of a power structure at all.
That's right. And that's what...
The guy stands up and tries to act like a man, and they, you know, you end up in jail.
That's correct.
You know?
But this is what I'm trying to say, you know, to my audience, and I don't get much conversation. You're the only person that's called about, and you're caught in a trap yourself.
How can I broach this to my two boys that I really don't have a relationship with because of her?
You can't. In other words, in this war, what you lose, you lose. They may come back one day.
Well, I mean, they're going to grow up, and you know, hopefully, when they start looking for a mate, they'll realize what a scumbag their mother is.
And also, they may also marry one just like it.
Boy, wouldn't that be a disaster?
Well, that's what happens.
The one thing is, she's a good-looking scumbag. I had the pleasure of calling her. She got caught in the barn doing it.
Well, then let's not go there.
Yeah.
Because they stir the imaginations of people, and we're not going to solve this. I tell you what. I had a situation where there was a divorce in my family, and my daughter-in-law divorced my son, and it was very difficult, and the family was broken. And so far, by being patient and waiting and being a good example, always being there for them, two came back. The third one is on the way. I'll have the fourth. You know,
I talked to one of your granddaughters the other day.
Yes, she's a good girl.
Yeah, she.
But she was very, very broken, and she could have come to me, but mother turned her against me. So, and then one day she woke up and said, "What do I hate my grandfather for? He's never done anything wrong." And she came back.
Yeah,
and
that's kind of what she told me the other day.
That's right. So now she's a strikingly beautiful girl, and she's a lady, and she's living her life. With her tattoos, never mind. But the point is, she's living her life as if she, you know, she's been a gracious lady all her life. In 6 months, she turned around. And do you ever see that movie, My Fair Lady, with Rex Harrison, is it?
Yes.
Do you see that movie?
Yes.
And the difficulty he had with training this young girl he took from the streets to make her a beautiful lady. But he persevered and shaped her. That didn't take much with my granddaughter. It only took 6 months. It was almost immediate, because it's not a matter of training, it's a matter of introducing them back to who they were.
So you're telling me that I just don't go get in their face?
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Be a gentleman. Stay cool. Stay calm. Don't make the money the most important thing. Make dignity the most important thing. Handle this with the dignity that you lost in the way you deal with your wife. You gave her the power to do that. So you got to pay a price for it.
But handle it well.
Handle it well, my friend, because what your children will see, you either become an alcoholic and bitter person, but if you become a better person, they see that better person. They see that shining, and one day they leave the darkness and come to the light. And we hope that's you. I got to go now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
the best advice I ever received was years ago, I called you up and I told you about a problem that I had. And you said, watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial, but I learned just by following the advice that you gave me that that has power.
Can it be that simple that just by watching can keep you from overreacting to stress? That watching can wash away the endless loop of thoughts along with those willful struggles that compounded all your problems? Keep on watching, and tormentors stay on the outside of your head. The watcher has peace of mind. There's good and noble power in a special kind of watching. Feel free to download a powerful mind-quietening technique, CD, called Be Still and Know at FHU.com. Alternatively, call 866-RADIO-ROY, business hours, Pacific Coast Time. Rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. For if you do, you will bless the day you heard this message. FHU.com or 866-RADIO-ROY. Thank you.
The program you are hearing has been made possible by listeners like you. For over 40 years now, Roy Masters has been searching the airwaves for those ready to enact a positive, lasting change in their lives. His no-nonsense, direct approach cuts straight to the heart of his listeners' problems and saves them years of therapy and medications. His prison ministry enables lost souls to regain control of their lives and become productive members of society. And don't forget the many children who have benefited from their parents' understanding of Roy Masters' teachings. If you have been helped by this program, please help us to help others by making a regular donation to the Foundation of Human Understanding. However small, every little bit helps. Just call our office between 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time and ask about our convenient auto debit program. The number is 800-877-3227. Without you, none of this could have been made possible. Thank you for your continued support.
Cruel people have power, and they get their energy from you through the way you respond to them. Hypocrites have the same wickedness operating through a deceptive shield of phony goodness. It too gets inside you by the way you react to them. Your life is in danger from people, some of them members of your own family, who chip away, harp, nag, aggravate the life out of you until you feel like killing them or yourself. But you can't fight them with anger, because they use your resentment to drive you crazy, to make you conform, to make you feel guilty, to bring out the worst in you, or terrify you into not facing them and their kind. But take heart. There's not a single problem in the world you can't solve if you'll only learn to stop being resentful. Set your browser to www.fhu.com, fhu.com, and get some answers.
Throughout history, philosophers, psychologists, and thinkers of all kinds have been trying to understand the nature of human consciousness. What is immutable? What can we change? The answer is everything, if you know how. Unfortunately, most people look right past the real answers because most of us have been conditioned to try ordering our lives by intellectual knowledge alone. The typical result is one crisis after another. Knowledge alone is worthless. The missing ingredient is the eternal flame of conscience within us all that is just beyond our grasp. Roy Masters' book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, will help you find higher ground, above the violence and depravity that threaten to engulf this values-neutral society. How Your Mind Can Keep You Well holds the keys to a new dimension of human understanding. To order, call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
If your skin is breached, you get an infection. The skin opens up and the germs multiply, and if you don't have a good immune system, you die. Now, where's our immune system in America? Our borders are breached. We have no immune system. And the invaders have more rights than we do. So, you see, ladies and gentlemen, there's other ways of penetrating a person's space. There's the mind, and my realm is mostly in the mind itself, because if we were in our right mind, this could never happen. But so the enemy within is very seditious. It's very subtle. It moves amongst us and pretends to be our friend, and takes opportunity to use the free speech. Because that's how you get. If nobody could speak, how could you really be seduced? Suggestions couldn't be given to you. You see, your mind operates on, you know, not the commandments are 10 suggestions, but your mind in reality operates in obedience to wordless thought. A real human being, true human being, a noble human being, which I hope you should all become one day. But we have to become a little bit like that to start standing up for our country and not losing, finding ourselves first individually. But a noble person listens to the wordless word of the common sense he was born with. Now that is a threat to those who want to rule you. They call that the dark side. There are those people who lend themselves as a medium of evil. There are those people who are psychopathic or sociopathic enough to be a leader of such, and to manufacture clones, to create clones of themselves, like the bully in the school, like the mafia. How do you think the one gets to be in charge of everyone? Because how does for example, the cannibal become a... How did the cannibal king become a how did he become a king? Because he represents the culture of cannibals, and the cannibals could not tolerate anything but what is worse than themselves. And say same with the drug pusher, drug addict. Excuse me. The drug addict will elect, if he could, a drug pusher to be the president, because he has the nature of the drug pusher in him, the will. So he, in other words, he goes back to that which corrupted him for who he is, for his fix, for the sense of worth. So in a manner of speaking, it appears that what he's elected is serving him. But in reality, it's enslaving him, but the victim doesn't see his addiction to drugs as addiction. He sees it as love, as performing a service, as supporting his rebellion against the system, as being his own true self and giving him a sense of completeness, of glory, or whatever it is, like he could walk off the roof and not die sort of thing, of eternal bliss. There are those who provide, who you have a nation of people who, instead of finding the nature that they were born with, to live the life of the wordless word whispered in their hearts, and stoutly resist all others, we have lost our way somewhere along the line, and we, through the generations, we become bureaucratized. We become malleable clay to the word that outshouts our conscience. We may know better. You may know that what you're screamed at, and what you're yelled at, and what you're demoralized for, and when you stand up for what's right, and everybody looks at you as if you were crazy, and they actually make you think you're crazy for seeing something wrong with them. They make you think there's something wrong with you for seeing something wrong with them, and they act like the violent, angry parent who's displeased with you, and you don't know how to deal with it. You deal with resentment and hostility, and then you're done. And therefore, that process is reinforced throughout your life, and you can become so broken that it may take years to mend you, if you could ever be ment at all. You will live in a prison of just bullies and rules and regulations. You try to rebel, but you can't. And so you cannot fulfill the purpose of your life if you are guided, manipulated by the spoken religious word, by the spoken political word. You cannot be. You cannot be cowed by this, because nearly all your troubles in life, the trouble with your wife, the trouble with your husband, is because you cower. You try to go along to get along. And as a nation, we're doing the same thing. Don't you see it? And this is only making everything worse, because you're teaching the bully that it works, that they could act through us. They've already started acting through us. I mean, half the country, one-third of the country, is on the side of the enemy and thinks we are the problem. Don't you see the insanity? But they don't see the enemy. They don't see the insanity of it, because they are responding to the strongest bully. So if you respond to a bully in school, you grow up to responding to a system of bullies, and so maybe the bully becomes the dictator of your country. But if not, a dictator rises to threaten this country, and he becomes stronger than the president, because your president is not really a bully. So who is a bully will take charge of you, and the very threat of that bully, that terrorist, will conform you to them, even though you've never met them. Now do you understand what I'm telling you? Now do you understand the power of the spoken word? And you see that there are people in the media who are like that already, willing dupes to the system of bullies, trying to make peace, because they think they're making peace. And if you stand up for what you believe is right, they look at you, your honor and your integrity, as if you were crazy. You're a warmonger. Well, Churchill was called a warmonger, and Chamberlain was called a peacemaker. All he did was just let Hitler bide his time until he got so strong that he took over the whole continent and almost took over England himself. I remember him coming back and waving a silly piece of paper saying, "Peace at our time," and I was only a young fellow. I said, "What an idiot." You cannot appease a bully. You're not, especially in a free country. You cannot allow yourself to be bullied or seduced. The day you're born, you know right from wrong. How is it so many young people don't know right from wrong? When you ask the question, you know, do you know right from wrong? There's no right from wrong. If I want what I want, I get what I want any way I can get it. That's the kind of answer you get today. Where do you think they learn that? Media. School. They're breeding nobility out of your children, because you cannot conquer a noble people. You cannot conquer. You got to conquer them from within. All the armies of the world couldn't conquer America. You can only conquer this if you conquer the minds of people. You own them. You can seduce them away from what they know is right in their heart. They lose the ability to stand up, and it's regressive. The more you lose, the more you will lose, until you're made layers and layers and layers of servitude, until you die with no sense of meaning or purpose or anything. Did you see the 300? No wonder it was a popular picture. I haven't seen it. I'm too cheap. I'm waiting for a CD to come around. I'll get one of these days and play it on my high-definition television. But I know the story. And we wouldn't have Western civilization if it wasn't for that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, look at your illness, look at your suffering, look at your family. Look, gentlemen, how you're easily defeated by a 120-pound woman. And a woman who is more influenced by culture than she is by being enamored by your nobility, because you're not that noble. You have the wrong idea of what love is. Your children, as men, I'm talking to you as men, your children and your wife need correction. You have to be unemotionally involved. You cannot seek approval from your woman. You cannot seek approval from your children. You shouldn't need it. Why do you need it? Because you are misguided. because you've been violated. You've never had a good example of a father. You've never had a good example of a mother. And even if you did, they lost you to the system, to the schools. You got lost to the bully in school, the bully teacher, the seductive media, and so on, and the newspaper, the seductive friends and the dope pushers. It's a sad thing to see my country dying and just about to be eaten by the enemies at the gate. They're all around us, as I told you before, and it won't be long before even you liberals were going to have to. If there's going to be a war, you're going to lose your children. You're going to have to. There'll be conscription. You're going to have to fight the very war you've helped to foment by your cowardice, by the fact that you have been altered, by you've been changed from the human being you were to the liberal you are. Now, you see, that's very disturbing. But it's the same thing. We also have liberal people on the right, religious liberals, who think Jesus is a sissy. Jesus loves you as you are, so therefore it's okay to be the way you are and have a wrong idea of what love is. You know, you love, you're kind to your enemy, you give in to your enemy, you shelter your enemy. Yes, there's a right way and wrong way of doing that. But not, you don't allow the enemy to seduce you. That's not the way you love your enemy. Love, don't hate your enemy. See this? Let me see if I can make a point here that may be helpful to you, since I'm doing a lot of talking this evening. Your enemy wants you to hate him. Then you'll love him. See? If you love, don't hate your enemy, then you stand as a contrast to your enemy. And your enemy stands corrected because he can't have his way with you. She can't have her way through you. He can't have his way through you, lady. See? If you love, don't hate, means love is two ways. Love is love. You love the good in people, but you don't hate their bad. So when your children misbehave, you don't resent them. No, when your children and your wife doesn't behave and your husband doesn't behave, you hold your ground. You're not intimidated. Then you hold up a mirror. And they become corrected by love. Love your husband. Don't hate him when he's wrong. Love your wife. Don't hate her when she's wrong. Love your children. Even love the Speaker of the House. Don't hate her. Because she gets to you. Yeah, she'll program you from her speech seat in the Speaker of the House. She'll program you. All she has to do is make a lot of noise and upset you, and many of you will be enamored, and the programming that has been put in you by people like that, it gets reinforced. You really believe more that President Bush caused 9/11. See? You're programmed. And I'm trying to get you to understand that this isn't these kind of, to think that America is the enemy is absurd. It is absurd in the face of all that you know. But remember, a person, you cannot rule a noble people. You cannot mess with the mind of a noble person. She or he stands their ground. If you have an absurd idea like that, please call me 866-8883, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. And let me disabuse you of it, or let me do this for you this evening. Call me and tell me what I'm saying is wrong, that intimidation is the art of manipulation. Look, you know what a Tesla coil is? A coil. If you didn't have run electricity through a coil and collapse the field, be scientific about it, you wouldn't have the technology of the world. It's the heart of electromagnetism and all the things that work, the microphone that vibrates and all the rest of it. It's the heart of it. It's the Tesla coil, the coil. It's very important to run. So in other words, it's basic. And so you resonate with the inner voice, or you vibrate with the outer voice. Which is going to be? Because do you have conflict? Because if you have conflict, there's still hope for you. If you have no conflict about what I'm saying, there is no hope for you. You're either a good person, or there's no hope for you. You're just one of them, and you're going to stand your ground. I do hope that I've won a few people over tonight. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. Primal example of post-traumatic stress disorder, as it applies to you. When Adam didn't listen to his common sense and he listened to the voice, he hearkened unto the voice of his wife, he allowed the spoken word to outshout, to make him doubt the living word. It's easy to do if your heart isn't in the right place. Easy to do with children, very easy to do, because they're very sensitive to the world. They come into, they're born in sin, subject to the world, hoping to have a parent to protect them from the world, and the parent is off the world. I get it. Do you get it? But when she did that, when that happened, Adam transferred his allegiance. It's infidelity. He doubted, he believed into wrong and out of right. You see, so when you believe into a lie, the lie gets into you. And therefore, you transfer your allegiance to the liar. It's called, you know, if you have faith in a lie, then you can't have faith in the truth. Faith, then a lie becomes a living thing. You become addicted to the approval of the person who lied to you and deceived you. It's a strange kind of love. But if you can remember now the post-traumatic stress disorder, look what happens. Here you have Adam, 180 pounds, and you have Eve, 120 pounds, beautiful, comely. But you have the spoken word, and so therefore, which reaches into Adam and snatches him away from what he knows is right in his heart. And it enchants him to doubt what he knows is right and reach for the forbidden fruit. And he eats of it. And all of a sudden, it's like taking your first drug. You're a nice Christian kid. You go out and meet the wrong people. People seduce you to try the drug. The minute you do that, you're not the same person anymore. You've transferred your loyalty. That's what drugs are all about. And it's what wrong sex out of marriage, is all about, transferring loyalty to what you know is right in your heart to the female. And to be ruled by those who rule the females. The spirit of Paradise Lost is his politics, you see. But here you have a conditioning that consists of the spoken word is the powerful powerful word. Men are addicted to the spoken word. They need the words of love to reassure that the wrong in them is right, and that it's very powerful. So they're addicted to the comeliness of the form of the woman, the spoken word, her lips. Why do you think the lips are so attractive? What is about the lips? It's because it is the fount of what they are. That part that you return to for reassurance of who they are. See? Love. It awakens. What did Adam experience when that happened to him? He saw he was naked. What do you think that was? Erection. Impulse. When that impulse is satisfied, you have a slave. Now, it doesn't mean to say you can't have sex. We'd have to talk about that another night. But what I'm trying to tell you is that if a person gets raped in the backseat of a car, seduced on a rainy night, if it's a red Chevrolet, a man with a red beard and blue eyes, you see, and it's 12 midnight, then all those things present in the scene of the seduction, especially if she wasn't resentful, it wouldn't be. But if the seduction is successful, it's accompanied by resentment. And so wherever you find seduction, you find all the things in the environment having an effect upon you. You lose control of your life to the person, but also the time of night, that if it's raining, all these things have an unconscious effect on shaping your life. So you become more and more sensitive to the world you live in. And so in other words, you become easily stressed. But when you become easily stressed, then you become frustrated because you begin to see that the stress, the world is controlling you, and you don't like to admit you're not in control of yourself, and you get angry in order to get control of what you've lost control of, and you compound your problem. You get angry with your wife. But you don't understand that by becoming angry that you're becoming more conditioned. You're falling further from one sin to another, from the sin of loving in the wrong way, looking for approval. See? Rather than, you see what men have to learn? We'll talk about that tomorrow night, because I see we're running out of time. But there's so many things that I can talk to you about, but your sensitivity to the world is the stress that's killing you. The stress that keeps on opening you up and confusing you. People, places, things. You need to learn to give up anger and stop looking for love in all the wrong places. Learn those two things. Learn to give up resentment, and you stop being sensitive. You start to see you're sensitive as a form of slavery. Go to my website, fhu.com. Go to the foundation website and download the way to be released from all this. It's within you. Just to show you the way to it. 866 Radio Roy. Call tomorrow for a copy of it to be sent to you, or go to the website fhu.com. Download it free of charge. Put a donation in if you will. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want you to imagine for a minute that you have a job where the person you work for decides that day whether or not he will pay you for the work that you've done. Essentially, that is exactly what happens with Roy Masters. Every day he does a radio program, and you, the listener, are like his employer. And you decide whether or not you will support the radio program and the work that Roy Masters has just done. If you're interested in supporting the foundation, you can purchase every radio show that you hear. Just listen for the number, and if you're not sure what it is, call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227, Monday through Friday, regular business hours, Pacific time. Or visit the website at fhu.com. Be a good employer. Please make sure that you support Roy Masters and the work that he is doing for you.
You now have access to the Foundation of Human Understanding 24 hours a day. Visit our worldwide website at www.fhu.com. Miss one of our newsletters? All feature articles by Roy Masters can be found and downloaded here. Interested in some of our materials? Maybe you'd like to preview some of our books and audio tapes before you purchase? Visit www.fhu.com. Perhaps you've called when our offices are closed. Now you can order 24 hours a day securely on our fully interactive online catalog. How would you like to hear the very best of Roy Masters' current radio programs in their entirety, instantly, anytime, night or day? You can at www.fhu.com. Curious about the meditation exercise taught by Roy Masters? Preview it now at our website. Visit us today, and don't forget to sign up for our free email service. You'll be kept informed on upcoming lectures, website changes, sneak previews of our newsletters, and a host of other services. That's www.fhu.com. Get connected today.